And finally, this hour, we know the Arab Spring brought remarkable change to Egypt. It led to the ouster of longtime President Hosni Mubarak, but it also had an enormous impact on the country's culture. Banning Air wondered what this new Egypt sounds like. So we spent a month there exploring the music scene for the public radio program Afropop Worldwide. He sent us this story about Egypt's musical revolution.
Get into a taxi or turn on a radio in Cairo, and you're apt to hear one of three things. The first is melodious recitation of the Quran, a ubiquitous sound in this city of 22 million. Or you might hear a voice from the golden age of Egyptian music, the mid-20th century, like the iconic diva Umm Kulthum. Or you could hear a crooning pop singer like Amr Diab with a slick mix of Arabic vocal angst and dated Western production values. But all these sounds are old news in Egypt. The country is looking for new music to go with its new politics. Nobody seems to agree on what that might sound like, but plenty will tell you that today's popular music is stale, out of ideas.
Either imitate the West or imitate the past, and not as good.
That's Grammy-winning Egyptian composer and arranger Fatih Salama. And he's not alone in his feeling that Hosni Mubarak's 30-year regime stifled artistic creativity with its banal media products and education policies that discouraged innovation. For Salama, the most interesting new sounds in Egypt don't come from trained musicians at all, but rather rough-hewn wedding performers in downscale Cairo neighborhoods. This is a DJ called Islam Chipsy cutting loose at a Cairo street wedding. Music like this is never heard on Egyptian radio or television, let alone in clubs or concert halls.
I think it's just guys from poor neighborhoods who also listen to DJs from the West, and they made their own version of, you can call it different names, but definitely there's nothing like it. It is an Egyptian rhythm. Finally, it's not Western rhythm.
Sometimes it's just a guy with a keyboard. There might be a drummer, an MC, or a singer. If the music gets recorded at all, it goes on homemade CDs or cassettes or on the internet. The common thread is a strong Egyptian identity and a rejection of the tired love themes that pervade mainstream Egyptian pop. This song by DJ Haha is a huge hit with Cairo youth.
It's the most exciting thing is happening in music in Egypt, if not in the Middle East.
Music producer and experimental composer Mahmoud Refat, another serious musician with a soft spot for the street music of Cairo's poorest districts.
This is very original stuff. It has everything. It has the Egyptian culture. It has the aggression of hip-hop music. It has the dynamics of dance music. It's a new form for me.
Lately, even some religious singers are making their way into this brave new world of street music. One singer huge on the internet and the local wedding scene is Mahmoud El-Essi. Debbie Smith, an American living in Cairo and a savvy consumer of local music, is a huge fan.
I first heard him at a wedding, and he was amazing. Like, when he was singing, the dancing people stopped, and they were just like, wrapped.
This song has the rhythm and vocal characteristics of a Sufi saint celebration, a cross between a carnival, a gospel revival, and a rave. But there's also a techno-pop feel that was never part of Sufi music until just the past 5 years. Even young rappers are taking notice. The new CD by Arabian Nights, probably Egypt's top hip-hop act, features cameos by both Mahmoud El-Essi and another Sufi singer, El Fashni.
A-K-M-C, Amin, Yassin, Al-Qin, Bim, Bilab, Shabi, Kayin, A.
So if all the kids are into this music, I can see this future. It will go somewhere.
Like Egypt's January Revolution, the music of Cairo's street weddings is bubbling up from the bottom, with no help from authorities or institutions. And if keen observers like Mahmoud Refat are right, this blend of youth, technology, and the courage to challenge old ideas will reshape Egypt's music as surely as it is reshaping the politics. For NPR News, I'm Banning Yap.
And you can hear more of Banning's reports from Egypt at afropop.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.